We're holding page 122 of base. Says the Alter Rebbe in continuation to before. This is the idea of Purim. He spoke in the previous Ois, but that the whole Ness of Purim is related to Tabas, to a ring. He gave the ring to Haman, he gave the ring to Mordechai to write letters. The ring is makif, it's like a circle. It goes round and round. It's a very high light that can go to Haman, it can go to Mordechai. Says the Rebbe, this is Purim. It says in the Megillah, why is Purim called with the name Purim? Al Shem HaPur, because of the Geiro. What's a Geiro? Geiro is higher than Tamvadas. Why did he win the raffle? So this is Pshat, because the Yidden the whole year were in a true danger. Like we learned in the previous part of the Maimon, that the Ahasuerus didn't take off his decree. They were sakona. A whole year they were Mesiras Nefesh every moment, every hour. They were ready to die and not to forgo their religion. And no one thought of Machsheves Chutz. No one thought maybe we shouldn't die for this. And it was L'mayla Mitam V'das. Because Mesiras Nefesh is kishe'ein e'ila pitam v'das. It's not rational. And in some Musar Sfarim, it says that Ava is rational. Rational Mesiras Nefesh is not true. Because Ava Mesiras Nefesh is only l'mayla min ha-seichel. Seichel cannot drive you to Mesiras Nefesh. Seichel could drive you to love God, to do everything for God, but not to die for God. And then the Alter Rebbe says a very fascinating word regarding to Mesiras Nefesh. If you have Mesiras Nefesh, to get something, to get a reward, it's not true Mesiras Nefesh. Because what did he give? You gave away your life, you're going to get something much better. It's like someone gives up his life, puts his life in danger to get a lot of money. Or to become a great minister. So even though he put his life in jeopardy, it's not called Mesiras Nefesh. Because he gave up something to get to something greater. He is selfish. He wants his physical pleasures. And he gets to something better. That's not the ultimate Mesiras Nefesh. That's you. You want to be in the world record. It's all about you. What's Mesiras Nefesh? He has no reason. It's just irrational, super rational, drawing to Hashem. Like it says, Mili b'shamayim v'imcha lichofatzti. I don't want nothing. I just want to be rational. The ultimate level of Mesiras Nefesh is something higher than Tamadas. To explain other places of Chassidus, that you have a two-year-old boy, his father walks in the door, he runs and he hugs him. Does he understand what father is? Does he understand what his father does for him? It's a natural thing that a yid has to dreipster, like a child has to smile. This is the concept of Purim al Shem HaPur. Why is it all connected with giroles, with raffles, just like a raffle, whatever happens. He says, whatever the raffle will say, that's what I'll do. So he ties himself with the Eibishter, which is the source of everything, the mokir of all the tzoynas, in the terms of the zeyah, raiva, the kol raiva. He gives himself up to the Eibishter. It's not, I'm giving up, putting my life in danger to get something. I'm just totally devoting myself to the Eibishter, to the Balanots. Like a person has total bittul before you make a raffle. Whatever the Raffle says, that's what I'll do. That's why it's connected with Gerdel. Fascinating. Says this is the fact that Purim is higher than Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is called Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, like Purim. Purim is higher. Why? He says, by Yom Kippur, there was also Gerolis. You had two he-goats. You had to make a raffle. Which one goes down the Azazel mountain? And which one is a carbon for Hashem in the Heichel? So it's also connected with Rotzon Poshut, with God's ultimate desire, the source of all desires. But it's not the ultimate. Because the Gemara says in the end of the tractic humor, the Yom Kippur only forgives with tshuva. Even though it's a very high level tshuva and it's Mesidus Nefesh, but if you don't do it, Yom Kippur doesn't forgive. But Purim, it was greater than Yom Kippur. It's Mesidus Nefesh, higher than any rationale. It's one rationale to do what Hashem wants. It's higher than any level of tshuva that you do with Yom Kippur. Forgive for the sins. It's just a connection to Hashem. That's why it says that they call these days Purim Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, because when are you excited about something? When are you happy about something? When you understand? So they merited on Purim to bring down a great light, and that it should be in their vessels, they should appreciate it. Alter Rebbe says, the Mashiach comes and says, a pasuk in Yirmiyah, the Jews will be crying, b'chi over you, it'll be too much light. But Purim, they merited, since they had this ultimate Mesiras Nefesh, it was revealed in their vessels. Even lights that could normally not be contained in Ishtalshalos. That's why it's called Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, because why makes the secrets go out that come that revealed in Kalim? And it's Ave B'Tainugim, higher than Atzilus. Because in Atzilus, cannot contain this level of Ava B'Tainug. This is powerful stuff. Saying that Purim is higher than Mashiach, because by Mashiach the light couldn't be contained. It won't be contained easily in the vessel. They'll have tears. This is fascinating. And they reached it through Mesidus Nefesh. Bor Homon. He wanted to take, he said, wait a second. I'm also going to make a raffle. We're talking about the raiva, the chol raiva, the desire of Hashem. The highest level of desire. So he says, I'm going to do exactly what the Yidden do. The Yidden may get all the sampur and Yom Kippur. I'm going to make a raffle to reach this very high level. He had great chutzpah. Like it says a pasuk in Yeshay, in Evadia Novi, Im Tagbia Kaneshe. Klipa has this idea of chutzpah. Higher than Sechel, higher than Rotzen. And he said that Hu Hagero Lifnei Haman. Haman said, whatever God wants, like the raffle of the two goats in Yom Kippur. And he wanted to be like a dusha. And to get this very high level. And he could get from this very high level. Because it's so high, Kedusha and Klippa have the same value. Shem changed, turned over his negative thoughts to come right back to him. And they hung up him and his kids. That's why they called it Purim al Shem HaPur, higher than Yom Kippur. And that's why it says a pasuk in the Megillah, Yimei HaPurim Ha'ele Lo Yaver Mitecha Yehudim, that the days of Purim will never change. Because a imprint was left from Purim forever, this amazing light, light that will never change. This is what the Gemara says in Yerushalmi, that all the Yavim Tevim will cease. Because all the Yavim Tevim are the light in the vessels of the Seder Ishtastas. But when it comes a greater light, they get bottled. They're higher than the Kalim, and everything gets bottled. But Purim Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, that takes this great light and comes in to say the Ishtasalos, so that will also remain when Mashiach will come, B'zichram LeYosef Mizan. And the memory of Purim will never cease. Now the Alter Rebbe goes back to the beginning of the Maimon. This is what it says. V'yikachom v'nesalavush v'zashus. He took the horse of the king and the cloak of the king. What did he want? Haman took the level of Haman, took the cloak of the king and his horse. It says, Haman minateira minayin. How do we know Haman? We said in the Maimer an amazing word yesterday. That Haman comes from the word Hamin Hoetz. And like it says, that Haman is Yeshus. And the Talmud Chochem needs some Yeshus in the beginning of his Avodah. Like you need a colonel has a horse. And when you have your Gaiva, sort of to say, you make the Rebish to have Gaiva, that's from the highest levels. That could come down also to Klip. It only comes down to Kedusha. So Haman, the level of Gasus, gets the Levush HaMelech and has a Sus. He causes that there should be a Sus, which is Goy Gon, to only come down to the Yidden. And not to come down to Klipa. Says the Maimon, Haman wanted it to come down to him. Like he says, who would the king want to be good to more than me? This is his chutzpah, like we said in Tagbiya Kanesha. And this could make that it should come down to him. But the Rebbe told Haman the Klipa, I want to change you. I want to use your yeses for the tzaddikim in the beginning of service of Hashem, that they should have an eighth of an eighth. The Kedusha Dikya Haman that we all need. And the Abish, the Melech, told Haman, you take the Levush and the Sus, because your Gassus is going to make it come down, ki go, go, and it should only come down to Kedusha. The Daila Mevin, it's enough for those that understand. Says the Maimon further, this will understand an amazing Zoya. The Zoya is brought down in the Maimon of Basilagami. When you force the Klipa to do what the Yitzhahara to do what's right, you cause an amazing light. So there's a here the Alter Rebbe gives a different pshat, and he says, "Iskaf yisitra achra means you subdue the sitra achra, and you use the gaiva of klip, it should be gaiva dikdusha. Then sitra achra is forced, because it is gaiva, it makes by the Rebishter goy go." And he brings a pasuk, "Bo b'meiris sumitit pachad Hashem v'hadar go'oinoi." The Rebishter is mistalik. The Rebbe has the question, Basilogani. Mistalik means it goes away. We're trying to say the light comes down here. What do you mean? Iskaf l'shitra achra. Mistalik yikor d'pachubich. Zog the Rebbe pshatir. So the Rebbe, Basilogani, says that mistalik, it's such a great light that normally is higher. Here the Rebbe says mistalik means that it's elevated in the Remus is Nasus Hel Atzmus, not to come down to someone that's not to serve. Thus, Mainti Stalik, that it's selective. It only comes down to Tzaddik. Because Chesed alone make it also come down to Klip. But when you're Stalik, the air comes down only to the right place. Baruch ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehyeh B'dvarei. So here the Maimon says that what causes istalik, that the istalik should only come down to the right place, it's the gaiva d'kedusha. Then he continues that what caused all this? Yidum says nefesh higher than tamidas for a whole year. This caused a rebounding light in the terms of Kabbalah erchuzer that they were aroused the atzmosins of higher than ishtalshus. That even when the Rebishter gave the Torah to Yidden, they didn't have such an arousal from the bottom. He said, "Usa de l'sata to that level," and Matan Teres called Heichelu. They were beginning, but the finish was Purim was much higher. And the explanation is, even those are days of Esther. Esther means Hester Ponim, like it says, "Vanechi Esther Ponai." But through their Mesiris Nefesh, they reached and achieved a higher level than they did when God's face was revealed by the giving of the Torah, because you cause a great light by the Mesiris Nefesh, and that's why Purim is greater from Kippur. That's why Purim will never cease, because Purim is a light that comes because God hid, and the Mesiris Nefesh, they put their life in danger a whole year. That's greater than the light of Matan Torah. That's why we don't say God's name with all my Megillah. We only say HaMelech. It's Meram is under Eberstein. HaMelech is talking higher than any names and levels. It has no definition, no name. It's called HaMelech. And Esther is Hester Ponim. It means God hides his face. It's from this very lofty light. But there's a chut shel chesed. That's what the Gemara says. That Esther, so she was green. She wasn't necessarily beautiful, but she had a chut shel chesed shining her that made her beautiful. This is to be medames that it was Hester Ponim. It wasn't clear. It was hidden. And this struggle that Eden had with the darkness, and they overcame it, elicited such an amazing level. Till here's the Maimon. It looks like the Maimorim are a Hemshech. If you look at the bottom, it says they were said by the same Purim Suda. I guess they continued the Suda a little, and Alter Rebbe said another Maimon, a short Maimon. We'll learn the whole Maimon. And it's connected to the previous one. Alter Rebbe begins with a pasuk in Iyov. Yosim Eilav Liba Yiduchai V'Nishmasei Eilav Yesef. The Rebbe says, what does it mean, Yosim? It will do. It will do a physical act. And even though Yosim Eilav Liba will do it for God, for the essence of God, it's connected with a physical doing. Because even though it's very spiritual, since it becomes a physical human being, it's considered just like an action. If you do it, it's a seal, but it touches godliness. What does the pasuk mean? Even great tzaddikim, special beinonim, even though he has aroused him to God, it's still just an asiya gashmis. The heart is megushim. But if yosim elav libei, you connect to the essence of God, because God, physical and spiritual, are the same. This is what it says in Yosim. If you do it, then you connect with the essence of Hashem, which is Ruchei v'nishmosei Eilov Yesei. But if you don't do what you need to do, you don't do it. We explained that we know that we need this Arusa de Lisata in terms of the Kabbalah, the arousal from above, from below, in order to make the arousal from Hashem. And there has to be, in the beginning, before the creation, God was kind. He just gave. But now we have to do for it. It has to be in Yosim. Then you'll have the male waters, which is Ruchi v'nishmosei Eilav Yesef. Says the Alter Rebbe further. What is Ruchi v'nishmosei? Ruchei and Nishmosei. Ruchei and Nishmosei shine that silas. Ruchei is Mamalei Kol Almin. Nishmosei is Sevev Kol Almin. Nishmosei is Sevev Kol Almin. It's the soul from the body. Not the whole soul comes down in the body. This higher soul is called Nishmosei. And you have Ruchei v'nishmosei Eilav Yesef. You have Eiris B'Kelim. And this is the two horses we spoke in the previous Maimon. There's Gasas Sak, Yosim Eilav Libei. You put your heart to God. It's physical. Meaning you're still selfish because you're holding in the beginning of the Avodah. You want godliness, but you feel yourself and you want to be connected to godliness and you don't want to be separated. Like it says, yesh mishereitze, there's ani, I want. And if you don't have yida, you feel bad. Not because Hashem wants. You want to have yida. There's some yeshes in the beginning. That's the first horse. And this is the scholar's avodah in the beginning of avodah, like explained in great length in the previous Maimon. Because if not, you'll never start. If you don't have a little arrogance in the beginning, you won't start. You have to have that arrogance when you start. Later, when you graduate, you don't need it. But in the beginning, you need it. You'll win any taivas and midas rois like taiva. But if you didn't have that strength, you wouldn't be able to overcome the taivas. They would pull you away, but now you have yeshes. And you enjoy serving the neighbor. So that could overcome the taiva. The nefesh of Bahamas pulls you away from the neighbor. And you pull it back. There's something more you enjoy. You enjoy. And this makes the gasus deed from the Kusha. that Eibishter should hate Esau and should hate negativity, even from a wonderful, wonderful high level. This is also the meaning Notisa, you mean God, you lift up your hand. Nevertheless, you will swallow the clip and you only give it to Kedush. This is what he said in the Maimon Yosef Melov Libe, that your acts are still physical. There's still selfishness involved in your Tero mitzvahs. It's only Yosim. Then there'll be Ruchi v'nishmosi Elov Yosef, that Eibishter will come dafka to call Yisrael. Because you have the klipa of Yosim Elov Libe, you have the Yeses, you cause by Hashem. It should be Elov Yosef, Elelu Zulose. And this is the idea of this Sag Milmato Lemailo. It comes a Sag Milmailo Lemato. That it becomes Kigoi Go Milmailo Lemato. Maimer continues. He said up till now that the Yidden had two things. They had total Mesiris Nefesh, and they also were transforming Homon, which is self-awareness, which is necessary to serve Hashem in the beginning. The combination of the two elicited a great light, and the great light only came down to Kal Yisrael because they had those horses. And this is the meaning, im yosi meilov, if you'll have the self-awareness component when you serve Hashem in the beginning, Yiddishkeit will come, the great light will come to you. Says the Maimer, this is what it says in the Pasuk, so here the Maimer first he explains the concept why Yidden are called Yehudim in the Megillah, not a common name. Explains in the Maimer, because then the Yidden are called Yehudim, because Yehuda is bittul. Since Yehuda is bittul, that's why it's higher than brocha. Yehuda means, I don't understand, but I'm minded to you, I agree to you. That's what's explaining Chassidus. When is that talking about a very high, lofty level, like the level that they brought down, they elicited on Purim with their Mesiris Nefesh? Now, Tanebe goes on to explain. We all know the Gemara that says they have to make 100 brachas a day, 100 times bringing down from Seviv to Memale. In other words, from Almadis Kasya to Almadis Galya, like it says, and they used to say in the Beis Hamidos, Baruch Hashem, bring down Hashem, min ha'olam, from Almadis Kasya, the olam till the revealed world. And you say, Baruch Ato, come down, God, to be Melech Aloylam, to be king on the world, to be revealed. Why did they say, why do you need the brachas 100 times every day? Because there's 10 spheres, and everyone has 10, every one of the 10 is comprised of 10. That's 100. And you have to bring on the godliness everywhere. So you need 100 brachas every day, because every day the world is created anew. This is brocha. Brocha brings down from Seviv v'Memale. But hey, the Jews are called Yehudim. That's higher than brocha. It comes from Atzmos. And Atzmos is higher than Helem and Gilui, being covered, being revealed. I'm talking about Atzmos that no mind could comprehend it. So Helam and Gilui are the same. There you don't say the term bracha, there you say the term haidah. That's why the Yidden are called Yehudim. It's connected with Atzmus and Mahus. That's why they got Atzmus through their Mesidus Nefesh. And Alter Rebbe finishes the pasuk of this maimer, Yossi Meil of Libe. Then Ruche v'nishmose Eil of Yesef. Since he has it also with self-awareness, then it only comes to Klal Yisrael. That's why they're called Yehudim. There's an interesting thing in this maimer. He speaks about the greatness of self-awareness that makes sure that from these very lofty levels, the Hamshacha only comes to Klal Yisrael. And on the other hand, he says Mesiras Nefesh is totally forgetting about self. There's some combination over here. We have to understand how that works. Also, he brings previously in the maimer that the Gemara asks, Homon minateira minayim. Where do we find Homon in the Chumash? The Gemara says, it says, Hamin ha'eitz hazeh. So Hamin is connected with Eitz HaDas. Hamin, it could be read Homon. It's not something just cute. The Rebbe says in the Maimer we learned before that Homon is connected with Eitz HaDas, with self-awareness. And the Yidden transformed that and the combination of the two elicited this amazing Hamshacha, and it should come down only to Klal Yisrael. Alter Rebbe goes further, explaining something very interesting. The Megillah, in a span of a couple of lines, it says once, V'kibel ha'yehudim eis asher echilu la'aseh. A couple of lines later, it says, Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim. You read it kiblu, but it's without a vav, so it's kibel. What's a pshat? Says the Alter Rebbe, this is the kibel Yehudim. Why over here does it say the kibel singular? A couple of lines later it says kimu v'kibel Yehudim, and you read it kiblu, but it's written kibel. The Alter Rebbe explains. Based on these maimorim, was explained that through the mysterious nefesh that they had, they became like one person, like by Matan Torah, it says, by Yichen Yisrael, Matan Torah. There was only the beginning. So there, the Kriya Niksiv is both the Kibel, because it didn't come down, the light didn't manifest itself in all the different vessels. So it was V'kibel. When they started doing Matan Torah, when he's talking about more about the time in Mordechai and Esther, he says, Kimu V'kiblu, it's different. V'kiv is Kibel, and the Kri is Kiblu. Even though they were like one person, and the Yechida was shining, especially because of the Yechida, they're called Yochid. That's in the Ksiv, it says Vikibla. But we read it Vikiblu because the light, because of their Mesidus Nefesh, and whatever they did, they became a Keli for this light to internalize everyone according to their level. There's a bunch of, it's for Kiblu. This is the greatness of Ahasuerus of Matan Torah, that the Tachta in the world was a Keli to receive this earth. This Maimis is amazing. That's even higher than Mashiach, hard to understand. But the idea is, when it comes from God, it's one, the Kibel. When we're involved and we're fully transformed, and the greatest light comes to us in a way that a palpable way that we can understand and appreciate, A, it causes simcha, B, it causes vikiblu, which would be in many different lights, because everyone internalizes it on a different way. Like he says, since there's 600,000 major neshames, but 600,000 different vessels for the lights, it says vikiblu. Like it says in the Moshul, that when it comes to Isi Samach Shoveh, which is a lower level than Rotsin, there's a lot of thoughts. But in Rotsin, it's one Rotsin. So when we read, we say Vikiblu, but Viksiv is the hidden part, like one person, because the Yechid is shining. This is what we say. Yemei Mishne V'Simcha, because there's Kibel and Kiblu, but then it becomes happiness because the light is in the vessel. Like it's explained there, that when you're happiness, when you're in a happy, good mood, when you're expansive, the higher lights come in a keli, you understand things you can't understand normally because your vessel expands. But when you cry, it means your mind can't take it. It's so much, so you cry. So in order to be kimu vikiblu, had to be both. Finishes the maimer. This is what it says. Im yosim ilov loshen yochid. Because he's talking about yechid. Here is the maimer. You have to understand here the maimer. If you look at the beginning of the maimer, this in Yosim Elov Libe, he says Yosim is very physical. It's on a low level. But nevertheless, it's Yosim. It's a love, it's the atzmus. Whatever we do is yosim, but he says in the maimer, it's connected with yechidish of a nefesh. But that's by tzaddikim. But then he says that later, by us, by the beinonim, it's difficult. It's not so spiritual. Because we're fraught with difficulties of the physical world. But God will accept it because by God, the physical and the spiritual are the same. So this is what he says, Im Yosim. It says, Loshin Yochid, because you're talking about Yechidish of Neshoma. So here too, we have to understand, if you're talking about Tzaddikim and Beinonim, so why is it Yochid? So I guess we must say that it's infused with both. This is Purim. It's Viki Bel and Viki Blue. It's Yechidish of Neshome shining in 600,000 different lights. It has both. It's Mesiras Nefesh, but it also is connected with self-awareness, Yidden and Arnagolos. It's a combination of both. That's why it accomplishes that the highest light of Yechidah comes down to the Kelim. It comes down to Klal Yisrael, Ruchoy Elov Yesif.